91X News.
It's 11 degrees and overcast at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Josh Bensley. The Ontario government can't explain why a former Deputy Minister of Health was paid $761,000 last year when he left the government the year before. The salary for former Deputy Health Minister Ron Sapsford was listed under Hamilton Health Sciences in last week's Sunshine List of public sector workers earning over $100,000 a year. Sapsford quit government in 2009 after the $1 billion e-health scandal, but he still earned $750,000 from Ontario taxpayers in 2010. Former e-health boss Sarah Kramer, who was fired in 2009, also made the 2010 Sunshine List at $107,000. A Toronto panhandler convicted in the stabbing death of a St. Catharines man has been sentenced to life with no chance of parole for 12 years. 24-year-old Nicole Kish was found guilty of second-degree murder on March 1st. The court heard she repeatedly stabbed 32-year-old Ross Hammond on Queen Street, west of Bathurst Street, in August 2007. George Dranishak, who was with Hammond, told the trial the woman started screaming after having asked for money, at which point a crowd appeared. The Crown alleged Kish attacked Hammond with a knife, while defense lawyers argued someone else could have stabbed the victim in the confusion. A lawyer fighting to overturn Canada's ban on polygamy is urging a judge not to base his decision solely on what may be criminal behavior by some residents in a polygamous commune in southeast British Columbia. George McIntosh, a lawyer appointed to oppose the law, says the fate of Canada's polygamy ban can't rest on allegations of harm in Bountiful, the polygamous commune in BC. He says the issue must be about everyone affected by the law known as 293.
I would urge you to redirect the spotlight to what is the central issue as determined by the two questions which are in front of you. And that is, of course, is 293 constitutionally justifiable?
McIntosh is the first of group of lawyers who opposed the law to present their closing arguments in the case, which was prompted by the failed prosecution of two men in Bountiful. Alberta researchers say the destructive mountain pine beetle has infested a different type of tree that could allow the bugs to spread eastward across Canada. Professor Jane Cook of the University of Alberta says they have proven the tiny beetles can jump species from lodgepole pine of western Canada to jack pine, the main tree found in the boreal forest.
It forms essentially a bridge to jack pine, and what we were able to show this year is that mountain pine beetle has indeed reached the jack pine of the boreal forest and has established there.
Cook says the beetles have been found in the jack pine north of Edmonton and the bugs are knocking on Saskatchewan's door. The Liberals offer veterans a paid education, the NDP promises a pension boost, and the Prime Minister is on the defensive over a former advisor. Terry Pedwell has more.
Michael Ignatieff says Canadian soldiers can expect 4 years of government-paid education after they leave the military under a Liberal government.
We get a lot of veterans coming home who serve their country and end up on the street.
The NDP wants to see a big expansion of Canada's public pension system, saying business can absorb the cost. And Stephen Harper says he would never have hired Bruce Carson had he known about his full criminal past. The Canadian press revealed that Carson was convicted on 5 counts of fraud, 3 more than previously known, and received court-ordered psychiatric treatment before becoming one of Harper's closest advisors. From the Canadian Press Election Desk, I'm Terry Pedwell.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 4 co-conspirators are being referred to a U.S. military commission to stand trial. The decision is a switch from the earlier plan to try the 5 alleged plotters in a civilian federal court in New York City. Holder says opposition from Washington lawmakers forced the change.
Members of Congress have intervened and imposed restrictions blocking the administration from bringing any Guantanamo detainees to trial in the United States, regardless of the venue.
There has been widespread opposition to a civilian court trial, and Congress passed legislation which prohibits bringing any detainees from the prison at Guantanamo Bay to the United States. NATO says the U.S. military is pulling its warplanes from the frontline missions today and shifting to a support role in the Libyan conflict. Captain Darren James, a Pentagon spokesperson, says NATO asked the U.S. to keep flying combat missions over Libya until today because bad weather kept the planes grounded for a few days last week.
Knowing that we didn't have that capability to kind of do some of the strikes that they would like to have done because the weather was bad, they basically just asked the U.S., hey, can we continue this through Monday?
Britain, France, and other NATO allies will now provide the fighter and attack jets to conduct, intercept, and ground attack missions. The handover is expected to take place late in the day. The CN Tower, among other great landmarks, will light up tonight in the colors of Japan. Red and white lights will illuminate the CN Tower, the Olympic Tower in Montreal, and the Empire State Building, along with the other towering landmarks across the world. It's a global show of support for the people of Japan who are still reeling from the effects and aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami which hit in mid-March. A Loyalist College campus cleanup event will take place this Friday from 9:30 to noon. Event organizers are asking everyone who's able to lend a hand to help collect garbage and beautify the campus. This event was formed through a partnership between the Respectful College Community and the Sustainability Committees, and is in cooperation with the second-year waste management students in environmental studies at Loyalist. Volunteers are asked to meet in the cafeteria on Friday morning at 9:30 for instructions. That's 91X News to 506. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models, safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelmer, committed to excellence.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. In local hockey, the Dukes visit the Blades Wednesday for Game 2 of the OJHL Buckland Cup Finals, before the series goes back to Wellington on Friday. The Dukes lead that series 1-0. Former Bull and CHL Goaltender of the Year, Mike Murphy, has been named the Charlotte Checkers Man of the Year and will be eligible for the AHL's Yannick Dupre Award. On his own time, Murphy has visited Presbyterian Children's Hospital's patients and has participated in local youth hockey clinics. In the NHL, just two games on the schedule tonight. The Leafs will be eager to see the results of the Boston Bruins against the New York Rangers, who are 5 points up on Toronto in the East. Los Angeles visits San Jose in the second game this evening. Buffalo Sabres netminder Ryan Miller participated in a half-hour workout after practice today. It was his first time back on the ice since suffering an upper body injury against the Leafs on March 29th. Anaheim's Corey Perry was named the league's first star of the week with 8 points in 4 games. The Ducks sniper was the first star in March, and he also garnered second and third team weekly honors. Calgary forward Jerome Iginla and Buffalo goalie Jonas Enroth were the second and third stars, respectively. NCAA action tonight. It's the championship game in Houston between the UConn Huskies and the Butler Bulldogs. Connecticut Senator Alex Oriaki is feeling pretty confident about his club.
We just know, this could be it if we lose. And, everybody's just stepping up their game to a whole new level. And that's definitely paying off for us. But, I don't really know what it is about tournament play. But, it's working out for us. And, we're definitely winning at the right time.
The Huskies have gelled nicely in the postseason thanks to 10 straight wins. Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves lead the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, while the Chicago Cubs are ahead 3-1 over the Arizona Diamondbacks in the bottom of the eighth. Baltimore leads Detroit 5-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Tonight, Minnesota plays the New York Yankees at 7:05. Seattle takes on the Texas Rangers at 8:05, and Pittsburgh and St. Louis meet at 8:15. Former NBA stars Dennis Rodman and Chris Mullin have been selected for the Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2011. Rodman says he's thankful his off-court antics didn't stop him from getting in the Hall of Fame.
I feel kind of out of place because some of the things I've done, but the people here have been so gracious and very kind, because they could have went the other direction and said, Dennis, some of the things you've done off the court is not conducive to the Hall of Fame.
Mullen credits his past coaches for making him into a Hall of Fame player. Moving on to NFL, the league's commissioner Roger Goodell says the league's next labor deal will include testing for human growth hormone. HGH use is prohibited by the league, but it doesn't test for the substance. On Wednesday, a federal court will hear an antitrust suit from the players filed against the league last month in an effort to end the NFL lockout. Send us your team or league sports by email, sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Josh Spensley with 91X weather.
Tonight, cloudy. Showers beginning early this evening and ending after midnight. Then a 30% chance of showers overnight. Wind becoming southwest at 30 kilometers per hour. Gusting to 50, winds will die down later tonight, a low of +2. Tuesday, cloudy. 30% chance of showers early in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon. Wind becoming west at 30 kilometers per hour. Gusting to 50 late in the morning, the high 7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, high 9. It's 11 degrees, 91X News, on air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Josh Spensley with Kurt Weiss, 91X News.